Must not have been pushing in the key hard enough. You got me in there now?
Yeah. Yeah, she told me, my brother said, Daddy ain't gonna sell one of them radios. He loves them.
No, man. You know, no one likes getting rid of their equipment. Every once in a while, you gotta do it, though. I'll tell you, I've had to do it in the past, but that didn't mean it was easy, man. Because I tell you, if I had that 857 mobile and that 2000 right about now, I'd be sitting pretty. But, you know, hopefully I can get this Kenwood on the air. Because I'm telling you, man, the thing looks brand new. I just don't know what in the world could have happened. But like I said, that was a long way for it to travel. Who knows? But, and if it ends up being completely toasted and not fixable, which I'm sure it's fixable, just a matter of how much, I'll get something. I just don't know what yet. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about Shelby, you know. I'm ready to go check out that. So is Daniel, is he going to Shelby? You still out there, Daniel? You going to go to the Hamfest in Shelby or what?
I have no idea yet. No idea at all. I'll have to see what's going on closer to the time. I haven't even been paying attention to when the next Hamfest is. Right now, I don't have any money really to take with me, so I don't have a big point in going. And they have some better tailgate stuff there than I've seen anywhere else. They had, like, it just seems to go on forever and ever and ever. There's no way to see all of the Hamfest, even in the 3 days that it's open. You just won't get to see it all. It's massive. It's the biggest one that I've been to. I've never been to the Dayton Hamfest, though. I've never been to the one in Florida.
Those are massive, too. But I haven't been to Dayton since they went to the new property. You know, the last time I was in Dayton is when they were still running it out of the arena. And that's how I remember it. I mean, man, the Dayton Hamfest in the arena, it was a lot of fun. I mean, just a lot of fun. But, you know, I lived, you know, at the time I only lived like 45 minutes from Dayton. Maybe an hour in traffic, you know, and I stayed the weekend, you know, just, you know, so I'd be able to check everything out, and like you said, you know, it's hard to see everything, but if you're camping out there the weekend, you have more of a chance of trying to see everything they got going on, and, yeah, they're a lot of fun, man. The money to spend, if any at all, you know, I didn't have any plans at all buying this radio I'm using right now to talk on. I didn't have really any money to spend at all. But me and a buddy of mine from the UK, you know, I had bought a handheld radio off of him, was in the process of finishing paying it off. He wanted a scanner, and I had one of the original Home Patrol, unit of Home Patrol 1 scanners. So we made a trade, and he kicked in $100 to boot. So that's how I ended up getting this mobile. If it wasn't for that, I would have walked out of Orlando not having anything. That's just the way it ended up working out. But, you know, heck, you know, I've went to Dayton, I don't know how many years, just to go hang out and meet everyone and talk to everyone and have some good food, you know.
Good point there, going and meeting everybody. I have no idea what I'll be doing, though. It seems like my weekends change from week to week to week constantly, and I have no idea. Just none.
If you get a chance and you can make it work, man, it'd be cool to meet up with you. But Walt, Daniel, you guys, I really hate to cut out on you, but the other night when we were out here till 12 or later, Lord have mercy, I didn't get any sleep at all that night. Couldn't get a sleep, and then I had to get up at 3:30 and get ready to roll out of here at 4:30. So, yeah, I've got another early one. I've got to be up around 3:30 in the morning, so I should probably get off here and get some sleep. But it was nice chatting with you guys again. Walt, outstanding net again, my friend. And I will... are you going to, is that what you typically do? You typically fire up your radios in between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning?
I'm down here sometimes at 8 o'clock, but since they up this dosage of gabapentin, I've been sleeping about 9 or 9:30, but I bought me a new coffee pot today, so I got it sitting here looking at it now. I'm ready to get down here in the morning. Yeah, I'm down here all day. I might be out there fiddling with my truck tomorrow, but I've got a mobile 2-meter mobile in my truck. I might be out there trying to get that freeze plug in, but I'll have the radio on and don't let it bother you about bothering me and me working on the truck, because I'll be glad to get out and take a break and talk for a while.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely make it out there in the morning tomorrow and hang out. I'll be back here, around 6:30 in the morning after I drop my brother off. Probably lay back down for a couple hours, and then we'll jump out here and chit-chat a little bit.
Again to the South Cars Net. They start up, I think, at 9 o'clock in the morning, but their conditions have been so bad. They swap net controllers every hour. I usually have to wait till Brian up in West Virginia takes the net over about 11, 12 o'clock before I can get checked in. And I just sat here with a 2-meter on and listen to what's going on, and I chime in every once in a while. So, Daniel, been good. I'm glad you stuck in here, buddy. I can always count on you. And Andy, his foot must have got better. He's out riding around tonight over in Pickens, because usually he sticks in here for a while with me. And Jeff, Andy, he is a world of knowledge on anything. Especially repeaters and frequencies. So, with that, I'll say 7-3s and clear out of here and get up there and take me something to this sore throat, and I'm starting to get the sniffles. So, with that, I'll say 7-3s to you, Jeff and Daniel, and talk to you tomorrow. 7-3, guys.
Walt, yeah, buddy, get something on that sore throat. Hopefully that's not going to last too long and you'll be back to 100% again. That's the worst thing to mess with is a sore throat, especially when it gets to the point where you can't swallow. So anyway, buddy, get some sleep. Daniel, get some sleep, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow sometime. KCHZYB, 7-3.
Have a good one. Sleep well, everybody. Well, I hope you feel better in the morning. And Jeff, I hope that you are good and awake for driving early in the morning. I know how those early days go. I've been lucking out recently. Every once in a while, I've gotten to go in later than normal. Tomorrow, I don't have to be at work until 6. But I have absolutely had those early mornings where I've had to be at work at 3:45. Those are horrible. That means leaving my house not a minute after 3:30. I'm pushing it to get to work in 15 minutes. I have to fly to make it. But I've had those early mornings, so I know how you feel. And then I work 12 to 14 hours on top of it, so yeah. And Walt and Jeff, before y'all knock off the radio, I did want to say something. I have figured out recently that when I come home from work, I'm real tired. So I come home, I can get me a nap for 2 or 3 hours. And then sometimes I'm a week early on enough to make it onto the net. But every once in a while, I'm so tired that instead of waking up after 2 to 3 hours, I wake up the next morning. And those are the days right there when I am that tired that I just cannot stay awake. Every once in a while it happens, but I'm trying to get up around that time to check in. It doesn't always work, though, but I make an effort. Well, y'all have a good one. 73 to both of y'all. Great talking to you. K4OIM and KC8CYB. KJ4WZM 73. God bless. Have a great night.
Do the same. We'll catch you tomorrow. Sleep well. 73.